Bubbles.
Hey, good morning. This is the 5 a.m. Master Scrum Show. And apparently, it's Friday. I think we all made it to the week. For those offshore and overseas, I guess you've already been here Friday. Coming down to the end. I'm here with Bubbles, the cat. I am Greg Messer, Scrum Master and Agile Coach. And here we talk about Agile and Scrum in a practical and tactical way so that you can get home to your family and friends, get out of your caves and the offices that you have in your houses or wherever you're working, and bring value to the customer in a lean way so you're not working 60, 80 hours a week to try to get stuff done and have a little fun along the way, right? We want to balance that out. And what are we going to talk about today? One, it's Fortune Cookie Friday. Yay! So we do a fortune cookie. And when we do the fortune cookie, we talk about how that applies to either the show, Agile, Scrum, life in general. Who knows, right? Looks like I gotta get the kids, give me a haircut. Eddie needs to earn his $5. Give me a haircut. So that's basically what we're gonna do today. We're gonna talk about that. I got a topic. Talking about sprint reviews the other day. Continue to talk a little bit. Where I want everybody to do reviews, at every level. And we're going to talk about that, no matter how bad the story writing is. And I think that's it today. I mean, I had some good conversations yesterday that I have other things. I didn't put a lot of extra stuff in today's topics, just one little topic. So we'll go with that. So sprint reviews. I'm a big proponent of sprint reviews, inviting stakeholders, as we talked about before, getting those opportunities for positive feedback. I mean, everybody might be shy about it and worry about, oh my God, they're going to trash me. They're not going to do it. Blah, 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 blah. I really do believe you need customer feedback. And that's one of the big purposes behind Scrum from the onset. And the idea of waiting to the end of the sprint all the time, I don't necessarily agree with, but okay, we'll go with it. You should be getting feedback as you go along throughout the sprint. And, let's look at a bad story and team setup. This is, and trust me, it happens a lot more than it does less. It's amazing. I talk to Agile people and they talk about stuff and I go, well, this is what it is like in corporate world. I tell them, I'm like, oh my God, I didn't know it was that bad. I said, yeah, that's bad, basically where it's like in corporate world. So let's say the teams, God forbid, have stories broken down in development and testing. Like that never happens, right? And you're like, Greg, how can they do that? They can't get the definition done. I would agree totally. But let's just say they quasi take waterfall and apply it to Scrum. Like that never happens. So they have development story and a testing story, and then the whole thing gets it delivered. It may be environmental re related, maybe how setups are, maybe barriers, maybe configurations, and maybe rules from the old days. Okay, fine. We're screwed. But we're gonna get around that screw. We're gonna work on getting past that and making things better. And then later on, you work to get it all in one sprint. But you gotta start somewhere, right? So here's my thing about demos or reviews. Let's say the dev team has their stuff on a very low server and hasn't been tested yet, but they want to write a story for it and they want to get points for it, blah, blah. Okay, fine. You want to write a story for it? I want a review. I want the product review with the customer argument. But it's not QA tested, but you're going to accept, you're going to tell it's done. You're going to tell us the work is done. It's not done until it meets with the customer. And this is where the definition of done plays into account. You got to lay out on the table where you are, what this means. What is a definition done for a dev story? What's a definition done for a testing story? You're now going to have two definitions of done so that everybody's on the same agreement. They all know what it means. You can't just take, if you're going to develop dev stories and you're going to develop testing stories, you cannot just take a generic definition of done and apply it to it, right? It's going to be different than a story that had dev and test all in one story. You have to break it down. because you created this monstrosity in the first place, so it has to get broken down. I tell my developers, well, I want you to demo your work, but it's not in the next level. I don't care. It might have bugs. That's your fault. You wrote the code. It shouldn't have any bugs. It should run good because you're telling me it's done. But it's on my local. Fine. If you're going to tell me it's done and it's on your local and that's what we agree is a definition done, I want you to demonstrate the software on your local to everybody on the team. Yeah, I'm a hard ass. But I'm also flexible. I mean, come on. Most scrum masters and coaches would never let that happen in the first place. Me, I'm in a shithole anyhow. If I was in there, it's a bad spot to be anyhow. But I'm going to help them get to where they need to be. It'll be a longer journey and it won't happen overnight, but I want to get them there. I want feedback from the customer in their work. I want them to show that stuff works. I don't want to take their word for it. I don't trust anybody. I'm from Missouri, the show me state, right? So you have to show me the work. So what do you do? Okay, fine. It's in your local. Demonstrate the software. As the PO or working as a scrum master, working the product owner, I make sure the product owner understands this is just a demo at the local level. It still hasn't been tested. We want your feedback on what the person had created and how it works and what it looks like, which should be perfectly fine. They should appreciate that. I would rather have my feedback from the customer at the local level before I start pushing it all up and invest all this time and money and all this work throughout the whole process. Because if it ain't going to freaking pass in the local screen, on the local screen, because he doesn't like something or she doesn't like something, it's sure the hell ain't going to pass testing. Just saying, right? So from an agile perspective, this is good, right? You want that feedback loop. You want the customer input. So we do the review at the local level. We assume that not all the connections are there. We show it with stubbing, database simulation, whatever we got to do, because that person just said at the local level it worked. And if they didn't do all that stuff, well, then you go, hey, you got to get it working or it's not done. Even from a dev perspective, I'm like, what? What do you mean? No, you got to get it done. You're telling everybody your work from a dev coding perspective is done. We do not use testers to validate that you write your stupid code right. That's not their job. Their job is not to be your mom, right? Tester's job is not to be your mom. We're here to see it. You want to claim done? Done. We're going to check it out. So that's basically how that works, right? But you got to force them to do the reviews, even though if it's not in a final QA review system, whatever. You get them to go down to the local if you have to. If you want to claim it's done at the local level on their laptop or whatever, on a local machine, that's fine by me. Let's go to town. Let's rock and roll. Let's do a review. Let's check out the code. Let's check out what you did. Because you can't tell me it doesn't show up on your computer because that would be kind of whacked. How'd you test it? Even if he had to do unit testing of it, then that would be fine. Wow, got all kinds of stuff. Now my mouse cursor and my computer's kind of going away. Hope that whatever that was didn't just mess up YouTube. Anyway, that's what I got on that. That's how you do it. And then later on, you work them way to where everything's together and you have one little story. But you do not let them not review it because they said, well, it's only a dev story. We shouldn't do reviews of the customer. They may not like it. Well, if they don't like it, your stuff's not good. How about that? And I go, if people weren't such sensitive or something, I'd say, well, your code's not that good. Let's go, man. Let's work on this code. Come on, lady. You know, you want to play this game. I want to see code that works. I want to see it come out. And if you're going to claim it's done and tell me you did all your work, then let's run it, man. You can do unit tests on local. So let's run the unit test. All right. Fortune Cookie Friday. I already opened the sealed bag. Now, the Agile Accountants, and I had a great Agile Accountant story the other day. I was chatting back, and that's going to be one of the topics in one of these days on LinkedIn. So the Agile Accountants took the the agile theory story, put it in the sealed envelope of a cookie. It's in a sealed cookie envelope. And we are going to talk about it. And we're going to see. Oh, this is a long one. I think I've seen this one. I don't know if we've done this one already. All right. In the new year, like we wouldn't really see a new one. In the new year, staying at home may get some little fun with the family. I think we talked about this one already. But okay, let's do it. There you go. So in the new year, staying at home may get some little fun with the family. Okay. So let's just talk about time management a little bit. You know, we're stuck at home, got the coronavirus, don't have to commute, so it saves me an hour a day. What do I do with that hour today? How about spend half of it, a half hour with the kids and the family and your friends? The other half, do it on stuff to grow yourself. What's your excuse? Right? I took some classes. I read this stuff. I do this stuff. So I take that extra hour, spend some time with the family. Because you know what? It's good to have fun with the family. Whether play video games, go walking, do some soccer. Light off some fireworks. Doing that a lot in Philly. You know, those are the kind of things that you can do in the new year. And then try to find ways. Make that a goal. Make that a goal to spend, hey, I want to spend a little bit more fun with the family, my friends. How do I do that, right? Right? Make that one of their top 10 priorities if that's what you want to do. But just spend a little. And it says a little bit of fun. It's not saying let's go to Disneyland and spend like $1 million and do stuff like that. It's saying a little fun. Kids. And family, sometimes just having a little bit of fun is worth it. Like we went out to the, I still got to put some video. I'll put the video of us going to that drive-thru zoo on YouTube, you know. And we only went for, what, an hour and a half, and it was fun. It just was fun. So you got to set it up so you can take an hour and a half and have some fun with the family. With that, we're going to say we're done. Ring the little bell. Tell us if you like the show. That way you get notifications. You get when you get that. I got all kinds of notifications. But yeah, you get little updates. There's my picture. And we're good. Looks like we got going at 5:52 a.m. And this was the 367th show in a row. Pretty wild, huh? All right, take care. Have a good Friday. Enjoy. Have some fun with family and friends. Bye. See ya.